Hi guys, my name is Olayinka Lockhart, but you can call me Inky. Welcome to The Real to Life. We'll talk about almost everything. I'm a mother of four, a wife, a Christian, a former banker, mortgage broker, mompreneur, life coach, and as of 2019, I'm a realtor. This podcast will follow my journey to going from nobody to notable. In real estate, that is. Follow me as I share everything. Well, not everything. I'm just trying to be great, aren't you? Okay, let's jump in. So, Matt, thanks for joining me tonight on The Real to Life. And I just wanted to share with you my experience yesterday. I finally got the email that says you've been approved by your real estate license.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Are you excited about this new journey, this new chapter?
I surely am. I was so excited that I ran down to Bria's office and I paid my $300 for my license. And when I got in the car, I showed my mom. I took a picture and sent it to my husband. I got all A's on the test, you know?
Awesome. What was your passing grade?
91%.
Congratulations. Some of us had to do it more than once to be able to do that. I'm terrible. I am so terrible at tests. It was amazing. And so I was one of those that had to do the exam more than once.
Well, thank God that was a nice story, because having four children is no joke. There is no way that I could have paid an additional $1,500 to take that test again.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
That's a school fee.
Okay.
So I have my license now and I'm showing off. Ready. I'm really ready to get started. I've already started brainstorming. You know, I need to put out there an announcement of some sort to all of my Facebook friends, my WhatsApp friends, email blast, just to let people know that, hey, I am a realtor and I'm working with Dava Wong and I'm excited and I'm ready to serve you.
Yep. Perfect. What do you envision that looking like?
I want a picture. So I need to get all dolled up and I'm going to need to take a picture. And I want, you know, my name to be in flashing lights with the company logo. Okay. And I really want to distinguish myself by saying that, you know, I am a credit counselor and a mortgage broker. Mm-hmm. And so that's what sets us apart from the competition.
Right.
Because most realtor companies, you know, can't offer that. They'll send you to the bank and tell you, go and get pre-qualified. But we are the one-stop shop, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that gives us the competitive edge that we need to get out there.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. You know, that was one of the things that stuck out to me when you and I first met and talked about where Dava Wong was going and talk about where you wanted to go with your career. One of the things that stuck out to me is that the client, who is oftentimes uneducated about the buying process, need as much help as they can. And to reduce the amount of, I heard someone refer to it as friction. Because if I, you know, you think about, imagine if I had to go get fries and a burger from two different places, that would be considered friction. And so the fact that we have all of it in one operation makes it so much more easier for people to do business with us and makes the process easier for them as well.
Yes, I do agree. And that's a good analogy. So I think I was in how exactly. I've already started thinking about what my pitch is going to be when I call to try to get listings. One of the things that I want the consumers to know is that we are able to serve them in any capacity they need, as well as for sellers. I want them to know that I can offer them that service that will weed out the potential buyers from the possible window shoppers.
Yeah, for sure. That's you know, I didn't even think about it from that perspective. I was thinking, how you could bring value to buyers, but I didn't even give that thought that this is a tremendous value proposition to the seller as well. I mean, obviously everyone that will see their property is going to be someone that you've vetted already. And so that is huge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. We're on the cutting edge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So first 30 days. All right. February is the month that you became a realtor. What are the things you will execute, need help executing? Where do we jump in and really make this month a profitable month? Let's work towards making you back your 1500 plus 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 this month.
I'm gonna need that, Matt. So what I've envisioned for this first 28 days February has is, one, I do want to get some listings. It's important for me to get my name out there. I want to be the top producer again, as I was in banking. Mm-hmm. I'm here to be the I'm not here to take sides. I'm here to take over.
I love it. Yeah. Okay.
So I want to get some listings. And then secondly, I want to get my feet wet on some open houses. It was great yesterday riding with you to show a lot. So I want to do some more of that so that I can get a feel on what I should be saying to the buyer or the seller and what mm-hmm. I shouldn't be. I want to spend a few days in the office, getting the feel of, you know, answering the phone, right. helping the walk-in, meeting the staff, the other realtors that we're involved with. Mm-hmm. And then I want to put some structure. All this month, I want to do is achieve that. And then next month, if we put the structure down, set the foundation right, I just see myself trying to lock down some sales.
For sure. Okay. All right. Well, I think the listings are going to be very easy easy to acquire. There are a number of property owners out there that are looking to sell their property. And so the strategies you and I talked about, I mean, let's just share them again here so that we have them documented and people that listen could do the same. For sale by owners is the lowest hanging fruit. And obviously, for those that don't know, these are people that have decided to put a for sale sign on their property. And by some way, they are attempting to sell their property themselves. And oftentimes, it's only out of a lack of ignorance, no offense to them, that they are making this effort. They don't know what our fee is. They don't know the benefit that we bring. They don't know how quick we could get it sold. They don't know how much more marketing effort we put into the property. And so, you know, let's pursue aggressively saying that strategy is a strategy we could use. And I think we should set the goal, Inky, of 10 new listings this month. No. I think that's ambitious. Let's set the goal for 20 new listings this month.
You think that's ambitious? Okay.
You see what I did there? You see what I did?
Right. Because I was about to say, but Matt, I am ambitious.
Exactly. So let's set the goal of 20 listings this month. I know you're about to get on the MLS. And so let's set the goal for 10 of those to be exclusives. I think that's a good start. And so, see, I like this podcast idea because one of the things I heard you say in your intro is that you're going to share everything. And so when I put you on the spot like this, and when you say, yeah, that's a goal I agree to, your listeners are going to know that you fall off if you only end up with 5 listings.
Well, not everything. I'm up for the challenge, Matt. I am up for the challenge because that will put me in a position that will put me in the winning league. And that's where I want to be. Winners live here.
Absolutely. So Inky, I got a question. How often can you podcast? I know this is something that's new to you. How much can you commit to this? And I'll just put this out there. There are a number of marketers that believe that if you want to be big, then you should try to do as much as possible. But consistency oftentimes beats, I think the word I'm looking for might be ambition. Because oftentimes people believe that if I just, they want to go in the gym and they want to lift 300 pounds today. But the person that really wins is the person that lifts 5 pounds every day, not the person who lifts 300 pounds one day.
One day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so based on that, how often do you want to do this?
So, Matt, I'd say this. This is completely new to me. I have heard from the marketing genius that said every day you should be podcasting. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's really going to take from me. Right now, it's not taking much at all because, you know, it's on my cell phone. I'm sitting on my bed and the kids are not running in the room, thank God.
Right, right.
So I'm going to be ambitious again and I'm going to say every day.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well, I know we were bouncing some ideas about what can people look forward to on your podcast. What can I look forward to in the future? So if you're podcasting every day, what happens every day?
Well, I want my listeners to know.
Hey, you're dropping Gola Yanks.
I was so proud of myself.
what were you saying when you don't even know when we got cut off, but what were you
exactly? I don't know, but what I was saying is I was sharing with my listeners what they can expect from me. Yes. In these podcasts. Yes. And one of the things that I want them to know is that I'm a mother, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a Christian. I'm busy. Mm-hmm, and I have given the definition of busy work and just work.
Right.
And I don't know if you got it, but you know, busy work is when you're just busy. You're like a bee just buzzing all around. Mm-hmm. But work is when you are doing income producing activities. And so I do understand that I have to balance both. And not just balance, but the work, the income producing activities has to be more than the busy work in order for me to support my family financially.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, you know, my life, you know, getting my feet wet into real estate, my successes, and even my downfall, even when they tell me no.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people give the idea that success is just something that just happened. It's really not.
Yeah.
Success is a mountain to climb.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then too, from my banking background, from a financial standpoint, I want to give you good wisdom, good knowledge on, you know, buying, selling, real estate, on whatever it is that they may need. Even if they just have, you know, questions, maybe we'll have something in there where they can send us some questions and we can answer them on the podcast.
Yeah. Like yeah. I think that would be pretty cool.
And then the overall thing that I want to offer, I'm a certified coach. And I love coaching. I love when people get that aha moment in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to give them coaching. I do want to give them encouraging words. I do want to tell that single mother that it is possible for you to own a home in the Bahamas, mm-hmm. even if you're not married, even if you don't have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is possible and we can make it happen.
Yeah. I gotcha. Okay. Well, it sounds pretty exciting. I'm subscribed. Tell my listeners, because I'd like to share this on my podcast as well. Tell me, because I don't even think we've connected all over social media yet. What are you using, and where can I see? Where can I find you online?
So you can find me online right now on Facebook. That's the only place that I'm constant.
Okay.
I do have an Instagram page. It's not really active, but I'm pretty sure with you tying me to the back of your truck, I'm going to get it done.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So just Facebook for now. And on Facebook, you are your name, Ola Yinka Lockhart?
Yes, I am. I am Ola Yinka Lockhart, otherwise known as Coach Victory.
Okay. All right. I got you, Coach. All right. Cool. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to this journey with you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining in.